welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudhili Wickham-Ashby. And today, I'm deeply honored to have as my guest, Rochelle Burke, a young, aspiring, pioneering leader within the disability movement. So we're going to hear about one of the major achievements that she was able to accomplish recently. Hi, Rochelle, and welcome to Visions.
Hello, Yudhili. I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you. So, Rochelle, some listeners may remember hearing you on Visions before, where you shared about meeting your husband and getting married and, you know, coping with having three strokes almost immediately after you got married and so on.
Yeah.
And you also have a YouTube channel where you shared your experience of surviving strokes.
Yes.
Bring us a little up to date. You're still married?
Yes, this is 8 years.
Great, great. And you're still doing your YouTube channel?
Yes, it took a little break because this year in January, I had a heart attack. So I had to put the recordings for all two channels on pause, but up to 3 weeks ago, I started back the Christian channel and the garden channel. I might be recording tomorrow. You never know.
So, Rochelle, you mentioned gardening. Now, you had your strokes. You just mentioned that you had a heart attack and you have survived all of these, you know, medical complications. Tell us how you garden with just one hand.
Gardening do not need even your hand. Your mouth can work, your feet can work. But for me, that can't really step out of the house like easy. I found another way, and that is planters by my window. As my husband, he built them for me. The stands, and then I bought two long planters and I just started planting carrots, turnips, seasonings, every different thing, and I just share it on my channel. So you could plant even with one hand. And the name of my channel is The One-Handed Gardener. That's what I bring to YouTube.
Well, Rochelle, I'll share with you that I used to garden before and I am thinking very seriously about getting right back into gardening because it's so therapeutic and relaxing, you know. It's really a wonderful thing to do. And congratulations to you, you know, being innovative and using the window boxes or the planters, as you call them, to do your gardening since you don't have that space around as well. Right. So now tell us about your trip to Andromeda Gardens and how your advocacy has led to a great turnaround with the gardens.
Well, my relationship with the gardens, I was recording the gardens. That is one part of my garden channel. I go around seeing whoever will let me record their kitchen gardens or big farms and different areas where plants and flowers grow. So I had asked for permission at Andromeda, and the manager is Sharon, and she said, sure. I told her my limitations and if I could still come. And she said, yes, she will see where I can go and it will be okay. So I went. There were a lot to see. It's so beautiful. We talked about the nature, different types of the plants, and we learned about new plants. But then there was a time when my husband had to take me downstairs in the wheelchair, push me up hills in the wheelchair, lift me around. And that is really what my husband does. He carry me and support me the whole way. So I'm not going to tell you to really do it if you don't have a person strong, but my husband was there to do it. So from the time I came to the garden, Sharon was, she was like flabbergasted. She was so inspired. She couldn't stop smiling and taking pictures of me. So then go forward some months, this year, I got a WhatsApp message saying that because I had inspired her, she have decided to build a space for a person with disabilities, a part of an inclusive space that persons like me can go and enjoy nature and have lunch, even have parties, you know, outings, and learn all the plants that are in Barbados. So she told me they were thinking of a name for the little area. And she said the only name that came to her was Rochelle Garden. So I was very surprised that first something was named after me and something that would be there for eternity, you could say. And I still really don't understand it. To me, I'm still surprised. Although it was open Friday, December the 6th, it was beautiful.
Rochelle, let me say how extremely proud I am of you and the work you do on your channel. And I thoroughly enjoyed that episode of you visiting the Andromeda Gardens.
Thank you.
This is what self-advocacy is. Because you went out there, you visited Andromeda Gardens as you do other places, and you spoke to the manager regarding accessibility. And this highlights what it is all about, having those important conversations with the managers, with everybody that would listen attentively, and not only listen, but actually seek to create the type of change that is needed to make our island as accessible to everyone, not just the tourists, locals, especially locals with disabilities. So thank you very much, Rochelle, for your advocacy.
Well, thank you. It wasn't teaching that thought and honored, and she's a joy to talk with, and that just showing up, talking about plants and the access for a person with disabilities, it just reach her heart, and there we have a place for us who have fabulous disabilities.
Fabulous. And this speaks to persons wanting to be involved in the social aspect of life, because most times people just make the assumption and even sometimes try to plan for people with disabilities to be only attending medical appointments.
Yeah.
You know, but there's more to life than just going to the hospital or to your medical practitioner. So,
yeah,
I really appreciate this.
I want to do so much because my audience are asking Show Barbados and a person with disabilities from my point of view. And I always wanted to do that, but I have some challenges, like a vehicle, even good equipment to record, but I know it will be done. So if they're asking from my point of view, person with a disability, they want to know because anything can happen, and they just want to know if Barbados is a place for persons with disabilities. What I have shown them, they see that you could maneuver, but of course, there is more improvement that have to happen.
Definitely. And this is where the architects, the designers and planners get involved, because it is really about how to incorporate accessibility features allowing persons with various types of disabilities to enjoy the beauty of our island.
Yes.
So, Rochelle, just remind us of your social media handles so that anyone listening wanting to check your One-Handed Gardener channel and your other channel.
Okay. So, as I said, the gardening one is One-Handed Gardener. Just type that in YouTube, you're going to see because it's my face in the logo. Then the other one, the Christian one, I believe in one, is Steps to Leaps podcast, where I speak with a lot of persons on their journey to God and like marriages. And you're speaking to a lot of persons how they are maneuvering being a Christian, a believer of God in this world. So that is, again, Steps to Leaps podcast and One-Handed Gardener. So just like that in YouTube, then you will find me.
Okay, Rochelle, as we get ready to wind up the program, what message would you want to give to other young people like yourself who have acquired a disability or who may have been born with a disability?
Okay, I always say you are still living, your brain is still working in any way, and you can do something. Everyone in this world have a purpose. So because this thing happened to you or you born that way, that do not mean anything. You can inspire anyone, every place, everywhere, like just a smile, a word, an action. So if you are like me, would like to do the social media, just take a phone or a camera and record yourself. Do not think about how you look or sound. Just put out your message. And there will be persons who want to hear it and will call for more. Especially being a young person, is yes, you get frustrated sometimes when there's other things that you would like to do. But everything is a step by step. So never think that you do not matter. Whatever you have, there's someone out there that wants it. So just give your own self to the Lord and give your own self a chance.
Well said, well said. Then what message would you give to the architects of Barbados, those planners, decision makers, policy makers?
Oh, that is a wonderful thing. You can only design something for persons if you ask the same person what they would like or how it will benefit them. So these different people, please invite persons with different disabilities and talk with them and really design the area properly. Because yes, you will see some ramps and things, and they're not good. They're not comfortable. It just looks like happenstance. But get a person with disability, see their needs, see what is not working, and they will tell you what they need. And everyone should be thinking like this, because every person can have a disability at any point of their life. So there's people who are able. So you can't design for something if they're not there.
Again, Rochelle, very well said. And, you know, as you spoke, the slogan, "Nothing about us without us," came to mind. So yeah, we're encouraging all those designers, the architects, the policy makers, key managers and decision makers, really involve people with disabilities in the discussions, in the planning, so that we can definitely build a society that is truly designed for every citizen.
Yes.
Well, Rochelle, I want to say thank you for sharing with us today. And just let me say again how proud I am of you and your accomplishments. And I want to say kudos to the management of Andromeda Gardens for, again, listening and acting on the words that were spoken by a young woman with a disability, Rochelle Burke.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you once again. And I look forward to hearing more great things from you next year and beyond.
Yes.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby, and
Rochelle Burke.
So you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com, and you can check this and past episodes by going to vob929.com website. So, until next week, love yourself and love your neighbor just as you love yourself. So, until then, ciao!